Welcome to Tuesday's edition of CNN Student News. This is our last show before the Thanksgiving holiday. First up, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is resigning.
It's been the greatest privilege of my life, the greatest privilege of my life to lead, and most important, to serve with the men and women of the Defense Department and support their families.
And President Obama said the lives of U.S. servicemen and women have always been at the center of Hagel's service. The president also called Hagel exemplary and says his decision to resign didn't come easily. But several sources told CNN that the president forced Hagel out. A senator who recently spoke to Hagel said he was frustrated with the Obama administration, one reason being a lack of strategy for dealing with the ISIS terrorist group. The White House said disagreement over Syria had nothing to do with Hagel's resignation. The defense secretary is a cabinet position. It oversees the U.S. military. Hagel will stay on until the next defense secretary is confirmed. That has to be done with the advice and consent of the Senate.
The verdict from a grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, 28-year-old police officer Darren Wilson will not be charged in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The grand jury's decision came about 3.5 months after Officer Wilson shot Brown, who was unarmed. There was a confrontation between them on August 9th. Some witnesses and those who supported Brown said he was trying to surrender when Officer Wilson shot him. Police and those who supported Wilson said Brown assaulted the officer and that Wilson fired in self-defense. The county prosecutor said that after a full and impartial examination of all of the evidence, which only the grand jury saw, it found no probable cause to charge Officer Wilson with wrongdoing. The verdict was not what many demonstrators wanted to hear. In the hours that followed, the protests turned violent. Stores were vandalized. Police cars were damaged or set on fire. Police were using tear gas and smoke bombs. Teachers, you can find the latest events from Ferguson at CNN.com.